This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Century you're living in today, for a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. Welcome aboard 24/7, 365 news cycle, and you're riding it. Spinning anyone? It's just the perpetual motion machine. It's one thing, it's a consistency that is absolutely there with the news cycles, is it? It's always here, 365, 24/7, or 25/7. Doesn't it seem like there's 30 hours in every day sometimes? Anyway, so welcome aboard. A lot of things going on. We've been talking about the violence in Chicago, something like 4 dead, 60 wounded, or something like that. I'll get you the right number here, because I got two numbers that came up, and I'm not really clear. I had 4 killed and 60 shot. It's Violent Weekend. Now, this is from Fox News. I had heard that there was as many as 6. So, I don't know. And you know what we have to do? What I've been finding out, it's a lot like the, as you recall, we were reporting during the Obama administration, every time there was a mass murder, the number of mass murders that there was under the Obama administration. And we found out, we stopped our calculation. In fact, we need to go back and revisit probably. But because agencies don't necessarily report all the murders to the right places, and you don't know how many, quote, mass murders there are in toto until after some time. Now, it's kind of interesting because we had been watching the uptick, and we went back and did our due diligence, and we went back to Ronald Reagan for the number of so-called mass murders. And our standard that we used for mass murders was Mother Jones, 3 or more killed per incident, okay? And we calculate, we just documented, boom, 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 every time there was a mass murder under the Obama administration. Now, there were 100, we stopped our adding. We stopped in February of 2017 for the Obama administration. That was in February. We stopped doing it. I'll tell you why. Because at that point in time, I know there were more, but we just couldn't get the proper reporting. We couldn't get the proper data. So we were reporting what data we had available to us. I think that makes a lot of sense. Anyway, so we stopped, and we had 114 mass murders under the Obama administration. Okay? Now everybody said, well, mass murders, they're just always here. They always happen. Well, not really. Under George Bush the Younger, in 8 years, he had 15. Bill Clinton in 8 years had 23. George Bush the Senior had 15 and 4. And Ronald Reagan had 7 in 8 years. Now, to compound that, we did a calculation for the number of, quote, school shooting incidences. Now, these involve mass murder also, but anytime there was a gun that was brought on campus or there was a shooting incident on a school grounds, not necessarily near it, but on a school grounds, because you can't really count the, unless it's kids going to and from, and that would count. If they're going to and from school and there was a school shooting or engagement with a school shooting gang, that sort of thing, that would count. Okay, so the number that we came up with was 134 in 8 years for Obama. I don't know about you, but there's something wrong with that picture, right? Okay, so anyway, as we take a look now at what is going on around the world, and we take a look at Chicago, that number is just skyrocketing. And the question is, and it comes up in a very big sense for me, the question is, where in the heck is the governor of Illinois? He's a Republican. Why hasn't he intervened or brought out the National Guard? Why? You see, this is they're gonna do the Nagin thing. Remember Nolens with George Bush? And it was George Bush's fault that the aide didn't get there in time because the governor of Nolens, or excuse me, Louisiana tonight, did not ask for federal aid. Then they turned around and pinned it on George Bush. Now that's what's happening here in Illinois. The governor is not responding. This is clearly a case where he needs to take charge and call out the National Guards and control the streets when you get this kind of killing going on in Chicago. But he's not doing it. And they're going to try and spin it around and pin it on Donald Trump because everybody's asking for help from Donald Trump. Well, it's the governor who has to do that first. And I'm sure Trump will rush right in with as much assistance as possible. But no one's asked for it. Where is the pressure on that governor? And we need to focus on that Republican governor. He's a Republican. Look, I'm calling him out. I don't care what he is. If he's a Democrat, yes. If he's a Republican, if he's doing the wrong thing, guess what? He's doing the wrong thing. He needs to be an active, engaged governor. But he's not. And people are dying because of him and his inaction. Oh, but I hate it when this happens. But who has a big stake in the killing there? But the cartel gangs, one of them being MS-13. Oh, I hate it when this happens. We were talking about this in the last hour. I just don't know. I'm just a person reporting the news. But, you know, okay, so this is as Fox News, I think this is Associated Press actually standing behind this one. I'm just going to guess on that. Four killed, nearly 60 shot as violent weekend rocks Second City. So that's it. That's your, now, and again, I want to go to the point, though. We probably will not know until Tuesday or Wednesday the final numbers, okay? And that goes to what I was talking about we did not know, and we stopped counting in February of 2017 the number of mass murders under Obama. Because, you know, the reporting's very late. The news agencies haven't gotten all the reports from all the hospitals and the policing agencies what's going on. Now, that's a lag. We understand that. So there may be more. I suspect there's going to be more. And some of these wounded people might die. So, four killed. That's the state of what's going on in Chicago. Phone lines are open, by the way. Area code 215-867-8255, 215-867-8255. When is it going to stop in Chicago? Really? When is it going to stop? I don't think it's going to stop for a long time. Unless that the governor, the Republican governor of Illinois, steps in and does something. He's not to be shamed into it, I think. Although I think a person like him who hasn't done anything at this point in time, shame doesn't work on him. He doesn't mind. When you have somebody who's heartless and doesn't have shame like that, then you're in real trouble, right? Kind of like Obama. Kind of like Hillary Clinton, the deep state, Mueller, all that stuff. Okay, we haven't heard anything about the Manafort thing so far. Just to let you know, I'm catching up. We're going to get to the racist Padilla guy. We haven't heard from the Manafort trial yet. They're still, according to what I'm seeing here, they're still deliberating about this. And we're going to be checking this out a little bit more. Boy, this Me Too thing, though, I'll tell you, that we talked about that in the first hour. This is something we just did not realize. We just didn't realize how deep this whole thing was with Anthony Bourdain. You can catch us on the podcast. We talked exclusively about this, this Asia Argento, the actress that with Anthony Bourdain's girlfriend. Wow, she got it on with some 17-year-old, Jimmy Bennett, an actor. And then he sued her, and she gave him $380,000 as a settlement. But you know what? Anthony Bourdain committed suicide. Are we connecting dots? Stay with us, deep state operators. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter.
With you, Dan.
No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 2ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.2ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 2ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Kind of an interesting little story going on. Just a little side note, we're going to get to a caller in a second. Lost and found, woman who fell off cruise ship tells how she survived 10 hours in the ocean. That's for later. But right now we're joined with Dane Sensor. And Dane's in Chicago. He's reporting from Chicago and kind of give us a real update on what's going on there. Dane, so far Fox News is reporting 4 dead. I hear 6 at some point. Is that, what's the accurate number for this weekend so far?
Well, Paul, I'll tell you, first of all, I want to say one thing. You know the old song, I gotta get out of this place.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel. I'll tell you, here is a problem. The occurrence of shootings and murders is in such a constant occurrence, they cannot keep track of what's going on and who's being shot and how many are dead. This is the problem. It's such an ongoing thing. It's so out of control, Paul. Nobody is just realizing the absolute war zone in Chicago. This neighborhood and this area is in such tragic jeopardy of a just full-blown war in itself. I mean, it's like a third world war zone. That's what it's like. It's worse than Afghanistan. At least you have troops over there sort of patrolling. Nobody's patrolling there other than the police and the very few police that are there. They're scared to go in and they won't do anything because they don't want to get killed themselves and accused of shooting somebody and they have riots. And listen, Paul, I went and I've been asking for the pastor who's been doing these, shutting down these freeways.
Right.
And I want to put a call into him, and I have yet to get a call back from him, Livingston. I says, I want to tell him, you're protesting in the wrong place. Why aren't they going in front of the house of the governor, who is absolutely feckless, as you say, do nothing, go protest, bring your thousands of people there in front of his house, and saying, why aren't you calling the National Guard? Why aren't you asking President Trump for help? Why are you letting people get murdered day in, day out, day in and day out? This is an absolute tragedy. I don't know why they're doing. You know, just this weekend, a 3-year-old got shot again. I mean, kids being murdered, kids being shot, elderly people, they're terrorized. They can't say anything. It's epic proportions of just absolute murder and mayhem, a war zone in Chicago, and people are doing absolutely nothing to correct the problem and the tragedy that's happening on the streets of Chicago.
Now, the governor is Bruce Rauner. It's Rauner, R-A-U-N-E-R. He's been there since 2015 when he came aboard. And we have been lambasting him for some time. We did a whole thing on him about a week and a half ago. And maybe it's 2 weeks ago, and I know that other people have been coming out and talking about him. I was listening the other day to our local station, which carries Agenda 21 Radio, by the way. I was listening to my show, and then it clicked over to another show. It happened to be Glenn Beck, and on Glenn Beck's show was Bill O'Reilly, who was taking up the same tact and tenor that I have been taking up about, where is the governor in all this? He is the guy who needs to be stepping up and bringing in the National Guard. And of course, this is a strategy, I think, a tactic by the left to embarrass Donald Trump, because everybody's calling for Trump to intervene. He can't unless he's going to declare the entire state in a state of insurrection, which he might do because the governor who was elected for a 4-year term in 2014, Rauner, a Republican, is doing nothing. And he's not seen as a real Republican, as you know. He's seen as more of a fascist than anything else. But he seems to be in bed within the league with Rahm Emanuel, and because he's the guy who can put a stop to this like today, but he's not.
If they wanted to, Paul, let me tell you something. If it was happening in their neighborhood, that thing, that murder and mayhem would shut down so fast it wouldn't last a second. But these guys are missing in action. They're in cahoots with together. You know, this report you did on the MS-13, you're spot on with that whole report. It's just unbelievable what this pathetic, idiotic girl was spewing, her propaganda. I tell you, sometimes I feel like we're in Joseph Goebbels, Nazi German propaganda, minister of propaganda. And it's, they're doing a better job than Joseph Goebbels would ever do. It's just amazing what's happening and what the state of the country's in and the state of this city's in. It's just amazing. But the thing is, this pastor, why shut down a freeway and infringe on the rights of the people who are not have nothing to do with this murder? Go to the people like the governor, stand in front of his home, stand in front of Rahm Emanuel's home, and bring your people there, pastor. You're standing in protest in the wrong place. Stand there, okay? Bring your 1,000 people. Don't leave until he does something. But what do? They shut down a freeway, which actually just pisses the people off even more because they have nothing to do with the murders, these people that are trying to get to a job, trying to go from work. It's just ruined their weekend by stopping traffic or going to a Cubs game. What effect does that have other than nothing? It just pisses people off. Go where the problem is. Go to the governor's mansion. Go to the Rahm Emanuel's home. Get your thousands of people there and don't leave and circle the block, circle his house and see what it feels like to him. And then you maybe get something, you might get some attention from somebody. But it just seems like what is going on? What is happening? It's the most terrifying, frightening, unbelievable thing I've ever seen in my life. This country is just in absolute civil war and coup d'etat.
Yeah, it seems like this guy, he's quite a player, I guess, in Wall Street and other places, and he's got a lot of strong ties to the pension system there in Illinois. This is what I'm just saying. This is from recall from the show that we did the other week, so he's obviously tied to the city of Chicago in a big way. And, of course, as you know, it's a city-state option thing going on there. But Chicago runs the entire state because that's where the population density is. It's a lot like California. In fact, it's identical to California. We talked to the people and the representatives in Chicago or in Illinois who are modeling what we're doing here in New California. And it's working, by the way, over there. It's starting to. And people are rising up. But, you know, it's going to take a lot of work to get that done. We understand that. This guy needs to be taken out, Rauner. He needs to be arrested or something, because to have this level of violence go on for so many years, and he's been here since, 2015, so this is his third year. He should be doing something. I mean, he obviously doesn't care about the people. Where is he in this? Is he going to blame the president? I don't think so. It's his job.
Yeah, well,
he is the commander-in-chief of the state's military forces. It's his job to protect the people, and he's not doing it.
That's what they want to do. They want to blame President Trump for everything that happens that they're responsible for. They have the responsibility to do something. They're doing absolutely zero, nothing, nada. And people are dying. Children are dying. I'm watching something here that these gang members are more emboldened. Taliban, ISIS, like you said, the MS-13 people, cutting out people's heart, cutting their heads off, their limbs. The most vicious, vile stuff you've ever heard. And this is happening in America, Paul. It's happening in the cities. And these guys, these gang members, they're so emboldened. They know they're never going to get, there's zero arrest, zero, zero arrest. How many people have been murdered since the first of the year in Chicago? I know 3,600 something. The number's staggering and nothing's happening and people are dying. And what do? Nothing. Nothing. They just watch it like it's a gladiator at the Roman Empire on the gladiator days. That's what it's like. They just sit back and say, hey, look what's up. When I go in the morning, I talk to so many people, First thing they say, why aren't they calling the National Guard? What's going on? Why isn't the National Guard coming in?
Yeah,
everybody I talk to on the street, and I talk to a lot of people. It's my, you know, you know, I'm a street marine. I got street intel. I ask
hang on.
People.
Dane, hang on. We got the music coming up. We got Dane Censor coming unhinged, of course, because he's in Chicago. No one wants to die in Chicago, but that seems to be not the plan for Bruce Rauner, the governor there. Maybe he wants the entire population to die off. Another monster.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 2ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.2ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 2ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Is to actually create a new world order.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news. And we're on the phone with Dane Censor, who's in Chicago. We're getting that little Chicago information coming right now. And, you know, the information is absolutely stunning coming out of Chicago. And nothing's being done. And the governor there, his name is Bruce Rauner, is doing nothing. Well, he's just sitting on his hands. It's okay. Kill everybody. Kill everybody. MS-13. Yeah, go. It's time for the kill-off. Time for the population control, I guess. And the poor people of Chicago are the victims, of course. And little kids. See, this is the cowardly thing that goes on with these gangsters, especially MS-13. Oh, and MS-13, they're just such sweethearts, aren't they? If you believe that, we're all in trouble. But, of course, that's what apparently Bruce Rauner wants you to believe, too, that it's okay to kill the citizens he's supposed to protect. That's the only thing you can come up with. It's been going on way too long. He has been the governor since 2014. Well, 15, January, he came on board. And it's 3 years later, and he's done nothing in Chicago to stop the violence. That's because he's so scared of a shadow, because the gangsters run. The cartels run Chicago. That's the problem. So, Dane, Rauner is the problem. He needs to go.
You, this is from me to him. This is me talking to you, Governor. You are pathetic. You are a loser of the umptest degree. You ought to be embarrassed. You're letting people be murdered at your hands. You got blood all over your hands. There's a solution. You can immediately call in the National Guard. Surround that place. It's a war zone, because that's what it is. It's nothing less than a war zone where people, children, and families are being murdered, and you're watching and standing by doing nothing. You're feckless, Governor. You're pathetic. And you better do something and call. And here's a, when they get the National Guard in, they need to do what they did in Iraq. They need to circle that neighborhood, go in there. They actually need to call martial law through the president on that specific zone, clean it up. It's the only solution there is. It's drastic. But here's the problem, too. You know what they'll say? Oh, you're violating their rights. See, they'd rather see their rights protected than see people die. They'd rather see people die and get murdered and children. But the liberals like Rahm Emanuel and the rest of them will say, oh, you're invading their rights. And this is what's so... You know, white is black, black is red. I mean, it's just, the whole thing is just upside down. And this governor, this pathetic loser, absolutely blood on his hands, is doing nothing. Nothing. You hear me, Governor? You're doing nothing. You're watching people be murdered at our eyes. Every day I watch the news here, and all I hear is, as of Friday, 46 shootings and 6 deaths. Every day I hear this. I can't even keep track of it anymore, Paul. It's like... It's nauseating, you know?
Well, there's going to be...
And let me tell you something, Paul.
Go ahead.
I had a brother that was murdered. So I know the feeling of someone when you get a family member murdered, the sickness, the trauma, the shock of a family losing somebody to murder in the streets. That's what happened to me, okay? So every day this happens, every day this destroys a family. Somebody loses their son, someone loses their daughter, their mother, their father, their grandfather, and they do nothing, nothing. They're watching a murder war zone happen, and they sit back and watch it like it's the Roman Empire at the gladiator fights every weekend, and then they tally it up on the desk. It's sickening. It's just sickening. Is anybody out there listening in your audience, Paul, or some politician listening or hearing us? Do they know what's going on in the world? Or are they just sitting back watching the Kardashians?
Well, you know, I think that, there are, we know that who the listeners are of Agenda 21 Radio, and they're hearing what you're saying, Dan. Of course, I'm sorry for your brother's murder, and you certainly feel it much just like the people that are feeling it in Chicago, the rest of the other victims' family members that are feeling
it's
it in
like
Chicago.
A reoccurring wound to me.
Yeah, I bet it is. I bet it is, and that's why it's nice to have you on to sort of vent and give this perspective to the audience, so that they realize it's real to real people. Because, you know, we can so often sit back in our studios and our offices and our cars as we're driving down the road, and we're not really paying attention to the real world out there. But we're hearing it come through people like you and I to make it real for people to understand these things really, really do happen to people, and don't let it happen to you. But it doesn't look like we've got a governor who's going to step in and do anything. And again, the question is, when you have a governor who has an entire city of millions of people that is being completely terrorized by criminal elements, and the governor's doing nothing, what's the option for the president? The option for the president is to declare insurrection and come in with federal troops. That may happen in this situation, and it might happen in California because of the situation with the eco-terrorist Jerry Brown, who's burning you know, millions upon millions of acres of California forest land. And now we're finding out, oh, by the way, since we've been harping about this whole thing and we actually put out a grievance about the fires in California, the eco-terrorism of the governor, all of a sudden, gee, Dane, they're starting to come up with some suspects who have started multiple fires all at one time. And, gee, they're not letting us know who these suspects are or their history because perhaps they're related to terrorist groups known like Antifa. Gee, I wonder what that's about.
Paul, I'm shocked.
Shocked?
I'm shocked, Paul. It's sickening.
Yeah. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that's going on, yet no, the mainstream media isn't touching any of that. No, they don't. There's nothing wrong here. Nothing to see. Just some more murders in Chicago. It's a big city, after all.
And you know another sad thing, Paul? You and I are patriots. You have newstatecalifornia.com, which is trying to save California. I sit on the board of unitedstatesfreedomarmy.com. I'm a supporter, and I work pro bono for MightyOaksWarriors.org. I've been involved in so many organizations that I do not get one penny for, okay? And I live on a meal Social Security, but I'm doing everything in my power to help. But George Soros gives millions and millions of dollars to these Antifa people and other people, and we can't get a dime to help us, to the people in this country, billionaires, that could help us and just give us a little money, a little help, to New State, California, all these other organizations, and we get zilch, nothing. They just look at us, and they don't want to help us. And they wonder why the country's falling apart. It's so sad. I don't know what's going on, but, you know, we're like begging for help, begging for a little financial help. You know and I know, Paul, that a little bit of money into New State, California can go a long, long way and help us. Save California. It's in absolute disaster mode. It's falling faster than a ton of bricks from a building. It's a shame. And we can save California. We are saving California on this little tiny budget. You know something? We can make it happen a lot faster if we just get a little financial help from people out there. I'm begging them, you know, reach into your pocket and help us. Yeah. We're people that are doing this on our own time, our own money. We're using our Social Security checks deciding to try and save this country, you and I. And they look at us like we're a bunch of idiots, and they're just letting us die by the vine. I go out in the street, we get attacked, we get bottles thrown at our heads, we go on the front lines. Where's the help for us? Soros is helping them. He funds them all. And this is why we're going to lose this battle.
Yeah, no, we're not going to lose. We're going to win ultimately. But the bottom line is a struggle. And, of course, your point well taken about New California, newcaliforniastate.com is the website. And you can go there and hit the donate button. We do appreciate that. Anyway, Dan, we got to run for time. And we'll be hearing from you probably in the next couple of days as well as we get more and more reports out of Chicago. We're not going to let up on Bruce Rauner. That's for sure. I really appreciate all your work, Dan.
I hope I can face him here in Chicago. I hope I can face him because I'll say what I said today on the radio right to his face. I hope I do see him sometime somewhere in Chicago because I will tell him firsthand, face to face, toe to toe with him.
Thanks,
you
Dane.
Know, save this state.
We got to run for time. Dane Censor from Chicago. You heard it, the street marine from Chicago.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just go to 2ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.2ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 2ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Okay, fast-moving news day, especially around here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, so Mr. Rauner, the governor over there, we hope he gets the point as to why people are kind of like upset with him, since he's the governor of Chicago and does nothing. He just lets this stuff go on. Of course, you know, it's the two similarities between California and what's going on in Chicago just cannot be overlooked at this point. Really, can it? I mean, just cannot be. The similarities are incredible, and we should be looking at what's going on in California with all this death and destruction and mayhem regarding the fires, just the fires themselves. And, of course, then there's also the dams. Now, it's interesting. Just a little touch upon the dams and a little touch upon what's going on in Oroville. Oroville is still a very dangerous dam. But people say, oh, they put in all these billions of dollars in the economy around there. They're going absolutely nuts. That's true. That is true. But the problem is it's still in failure mode as a dam. If we were to get a huge rainstorm that would come in and last for several days, that place could be very dangerous again. And, of course, they don't tell you that. I'm just putting out the warning because it's about time we hear about this, because it is what it is. Just a little thought. You know, the eco-terrorism continues. Now, remember, they can want to modify these things to happen. The one thing about this fire season is the fact that it's happening. And the fact that it's happening in the way that it is, because it's so outrageously never happened before in California history, and they're blaming it on climate change. It's hard to blame it on climate change when now, all of a sudden, they're arresting people for arson. Multiple arsons, like dozens of arsons at the same time type stuff. Now, why would all that be happening all at the same time in various places of the state or even the country? I don't know. A coordination of effort is what it's starting to smell like, right? at least starting to look like. Okay, now let's get into this whole white racist thing. Okay? These are some of the latest headlines going on that we're looking at. Pope issues letter to Catholics condemning sexual abuse. There's a faith crisis, and by the way, the parishioners are closing their wallets to the Catholic Church. But this is something else. South Africa begins seizing white-owned farms. White-owned farms. Silent slaughter. Farm attacks in South Africa. This is from News AU, wherever that is. South Africa has targeted the first two farms for unilateral seizure after the owner refused an offer of one-tenth of the land's value. All right. So the South African government has begun the process of seizing land from white farmers. Local newspaper City Press reports two game farms in the northern province of Limpopo are the first to be targeted for unilateral seizure after negotiations with the owners to purchase the properties stalled. While the government says it intends to pay owners who wanted about $18.7 million for the land, they're being offered just $20 million or rands or $1.8 $7 million. Notice is hereby given that the train inspection will be held on a front. So anyway, they're seizing these white people's land. Now, it's different in another respect, and this is what is really different about this whole article and what we need to understand what is really truly going on with the white population in South Africa. Nelson Mandela, anybody? Right?
The shots rang out. It was just bullets everywhere. It was a war zone. My husband said, "No, please, my friend, just take what you want. You can take anything. Just leave us alone." My little girl put up her hand and she said, "But I've got a piggy bank. You can take my money." My husband said to them, "Please." And the one guy said, "Oh, just kill him, brother." And they shot him between the eyes in front of us. Our little boy was born 5 days after Daddy's funeral.
Yeah, this is what's going on in South Africa right now. White genocide. It's being underreported. Totally underreported. White genocide in South Africa. Gee, isn't that amazing? And Brendy Richards, who's from South Africa, she's been on our show several times and reported this. This is something that we've been reporting for years. It's just now getting more and more, well, important to understand. Here's another one.
They came with an iron, you know, a normal clothing iron. They burned me on my leg, telling him that they're going to hurt me if he doesn't open the safe. And he tried again, and then they burned him on his back. I'm out of hospital, but he's still in ICU.
Another person.
I was shot 2 times here and 1 here in the neck, and it went outside my head. Yeah. You just feel that burning feeling, and it's a hell of an impact. This stuff is happening every day on the farms.
Anyway, the new president there in South Africa has vowed to seize all the white farmers' lands in South Africa, and they're killing whites openly. I wonder what Alex Padilla, Secretary of State of California, feels about that. We're going to try and ask him, or at least do some research about how he might feel about that. Alex Padilla, Secretary of State of California, known for his hatred of whites in particular, which is really sad. Shouldn't hate anybody of any color.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 2ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.2ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 2ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, for all of you that fall off cruise ships and expect to be found, there is hope. this is a rescue. It says a British woman who fell off ship in Croatia credits singing and yoga for surviving 10-hour ordeal. It says a British woman, they don't even give her a name here. Oh, Kay Longstaff, 46, spent a night in the Adriatic Sea after she plunged from the ship's deck 60 miles off the coast of Croatia, and officials on a Croatian rescue ship found the former Virgin Atlantic crew member Sunday morning swimming close to her where she fell. Jeez, how lucky can she get, right? It says, I was in the water for 10 hours, so these wonderful guys rescued me. Langstaff told Croatian news service HRT, according to Sky News. I am very lucky to be alive. I was sitting on the back of the deck. Not a good place to be, especially if the ship has to, you know, kind of toss a little bit. Whoop, there you go. Anyway, good luck to Miss Longstaff. Good luck to her. And anybody who sits on a cruise ship on the back of the deck, not a good idea. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. A lot of things going on at newcaliforniastate.com. And, of course, donate. We also have tickets for the convention that's coming up in Buena Park, California. And that's going to be on the 6th of October. And a lot of other things going on. They've got the store opening up today, so a lot of things like that are happening. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. And thoughts and prayers for everyone in the United States of America, and you too. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.